Krishna Book, Canto 17, Bana Asura, Chapter 62, Scene 4, Aniruddha arrested by Bana Asura. In due course of time, Usha exhibited some bodily symptoms by which it could be understood that she was having intercourse with a male friend. The symptoms were so prominent that her actions could no longer be concealed from anyone. Usha was always cheerful in the association of Aniruddha, but she did not know the bounds of her satisfaction. The housekeeper and the watchman of the palace could guess very easily that she was having relations with a male friend, and without waiting for further development, all of them informed their master, Bana Asura. In Vedic culture, an unmarried girl having association with a male is the greatest disgrace to the family, and so the caretakers cautiously informed their master that Usha was developing symptoms indicating a disgraceful association. The servants informed their master that they were not at all neglectful in guarding the house, being alert day and night against any young man who might enter. They were so careful that a male could not even see what was going on there, and so they were surprised that Usha had become contaminated. Since they could not trace out the reason for it, they submitted the whole situation before their master, Bana Asura. He was shocked to understand that his daughter Usha was no longer a virgin maiden. This weighed heavily on Banasura's heart, and without delay, he rushed towards the palace where Usha was living. There he saw that Usha and Aniruddha were sitting together and talking. Usha and Aniruddha looked very beautiful together, Aniruddha being the son of Pradyumna, who was Cupid himself. Bana Asura saw his daughter and Aniruddha as a suitable match, but yet, for family prestige, Bana Asura did not like the combination at all. Bana Asura could not understand who the boy actually was, but Bana Asura appreciated the fact that Usha could not have selected anyone in the three worlds more beautiful. Aniruddha's complexion was brilliant and swarthy. He was dressed in yellow garments and had eyes just like lotus petals. Aniruddha's arms were very long, and he had nice curling bluish hair. The glaring rays of his glittering earrings and the beautiful smile on his lips were certainly captivating. But still, Bana Asura was very angry. When Bana Asura saw him, Aniruddha was engaged in playing with Usha. Aniruddha was nicely dressed, and Usha had garlanded Aniruddha with various beautiful flowers. The reddish kumkum powder put on the breasts of women was spotted here and there on the garland, indicating that Usha had embraced Aniruddha. Bana Asura was struck with wonder that even in his presence, Aniruddha was peacefully sitting in front of Usha. However, Aniruddha knew that his would-be father-in-law was not at all pleased, and that Bana Asura was gathering many soldiers in the palace just to attack him. Thus, not finding any other weapon, Aniruddha took hold of a big iron rod and stood up before Bana Asura and his soldiers. Aniruddha firmly took a posture, indicating that if he were attacked, he would strike all of the soldiers down to the ground with the iron rod. Banaasura and his company of soldiers saw that Aniruddha was standing before them just like the superintendent of death with his invincible rod. Now, under the order of Banaasura, the soldiers from all sides attempted to capture and arrest Aniruddha. And when they dared to come before him, Aniruddha struck them with the rod, breaking their heads, legs, arms, and thighs. And one after another, they began to fall to the ground. Aniruddha killed them, just as the leader of a flock of hawks kills barking dogs one after another. In this way, Aniruddha was able to escape the palace. However, Banaasura knew various arts of fighting, and by the grace of Lord Shiva, Banaasura knew how to arrest his opposing enemy by the use of the Nagapasha snake noose, and so Aniruddha was seized as he came out of the palace. When Usha received the news that her father had arrested Aniruddha, she became overwhelmed with grief and confusion. Tears began to glide down her eyes, and being unable to check herself, she began to cry very loudly. Thus ends Chapter 62, Scene 4, Aniruddha arrested by Banaasura. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. The Acharyas explain that Banaasura could not actually capture the powerful grandson of Lord Krishna. However, the Lord's Leela Shakti, or pastime potency, allowed this to happen so that the events described in the next chapter could take place.
Namaste Narasinghaya Prahlada Klada Dayane Hiranya Kashipur Vakshaha Shilatanka Nakalaye Ito Nrsingha Padato Nrsingha Yato Yato Yamitato Nrsingha Mahi Nrsingha Hridaye Nrsingha Nrsingham Madim Sharanam Prapadye Nrsingham Madim Sharanam Prapadye Nrsingham Adim Sharanam Prapadye Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare